The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Virginia has a long history with the banjo, and it didn't start with bluegrass. It started with enslaved Africans. As early as 1781, Thomas Jefferson took note of the stringed gourd instruments his slaves played. Over the years, the banjo was transformed from an African instrument to a predominantly white instrument with a familiar bluegrass twang. This is Sammy Sheeler.
I'm from Meadows of Dan, Virginia. I am a professional banjo player, have been for 35 years.
Like many bluegrass musicians, Sheeler learned music as a family tradition.
My grandfather played and taught me, and he learned from some of the masters of the early 1900s.
Sheikh Hamali Diabate also learned music from his family in Mali.
We don't go to school for music, but we play music by ear.
Diabate is an internationally known Grammy-nominated musician, and his instrument of choice is the ngoni, an ancestor of the banjo. For 3 days, Sheeler and Diabate were joined by Danny Nicely, another award-winning Virginia musician, in a Charlottesville residency sponsored by the Virginia Folklife Program. During those 3 days, they worked to bridge the musical gap between West Africa and Appalachia. Here's Nicely.
There's definitely a learning curve, but you just got to kind of open your ears and open your senses and, you know, be patient with each other and help out when we see a need.
The three musicians played a concert at the new Jefferson School African American Heritage Center with songs ranging from pretty traditional bluegrass to pretty serious Malian. Diabate says merging Appalachian music with Malian music isn't as hard as one might think.
Music is universal, comes from the inside, very, very deep.
At the same time, however,
you're definitely changing the way you play. I mean, you have to blend into your surroundings.
Nicely points out that Malian music and traditional bluegrass both rely on circular, repeating melodies.
So you actually do have an opportunity to catch a little bit of it this time, and then the next time the tune or song comes around, you'll pick up a little bit more, and by the time we play it for 5 or 10 minutes, maybe we've learned the whole tune together.
At times, the three were surprised by how similar their music was.
We just did one about a half an hour ago, and Sheikh Hamala kicked it off. Got to the end, I'm like, Sammy, was that? That was like Cluck Old Hen. I'm pretty sure that it's pretty much the same, you know.
While the residency was primarily about making good music, the cross-continental history of the banjo wasn't forgotten.
The cool thing for me is the instrument that I've played all my life, learning where it came from and learning the style of music that it derived from, and know that that heritage goes back so much further than what it does here.
Diabate says that someday he'd like to bring Nicely and Sheeler to Mali.
One day you're going to see. Today is we are here, but one day I'm glad to share this music with my people.
In the meantime, Diabate has picked up the banjo, and he's hoping that he can get Sheeler and Nicely to learn the ngoni. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Allison Quance.